throne of the Father.
Sanctuary.
Oh, one more time with all our hearts open unto the Lord now. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. Hallelujah.
Lord, prepare.
Grant it, Lord, tonight, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus.
To be a sanctuary.
Oh, hallelujah, Father.
Pure and holy, in tried and true.
Oh, praise His glorious name. Thank you, blessed Father.
With thanksgiving, I'll be your living.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, sanctuary.
Lift our hands and worship the Lord a little bit tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise your glorious name. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for taking care of us, Lord. You're so good, Father. Oh, we praise you and love you tonight, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I like that. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I can't bear this alone. And aren't you glad the Lord never told you to? Yeah. He never said, you're going to have to take this whole road by yourself. That wasn't God's intention from the beginning. His intention from the beginning was, I want man to depend on me.
Amen.
I want them to have every need, everything they ever want to have. I have it for them, and I want them to come to me. I want them to ask me. I can't bear this alone. And that's why we confess to Him. Lord, you prepare me to be a sanctuary. I got no power in myself. But He said if we'd ask, we'd receive it. How many's expecting to hear from the Lord tonight?
Yes,
I'm not preaching tonight, Brother Stephen is. But I'm expecting great things nonetheless. I don't get to do this very often, so I always I kind of enjoy it. I kind of don't, I'll be honest sometimes. It's just weird, you know, you're kind of used to a certain routine in life, and then this happens, and, you know, it's not just this little couple hours here, maybe, you know, an hour or so here that's different. It's my whole week's different now, you know, because the minister, we get ready. I don't know what the other ministers do, but I'm, after Sunday night, or about 3 o'clock, I'm thinking Wednesday from there on out. I'm thinking, what am I getting? But this week, I was able to stay at home and do some things, so I appreciate that. It's a nice break, amen. But how many's hungry to hear the word of the Lord? I know I am.
Amen.
I'm so glad to know that we serve a God that's alive.
Amen.
Not one I got to think is going to show up, one that I know will be here.
Right.
If I come with a sincere heart, that's all God wants. He just wants us to be sincere. How many wants to give Him your whole heart today?
Yes.
Well, let's sing that song again as we invite Brother Stephen out and sing with all our hearts now.
Lord, prepare me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Be a sanctuary, oh pure and holy, and tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be your.
By His grace, amen.
Yes,
I want to be a sanctuary for you, Lord.
Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, oh, pure and holy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Tried and true.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. His sanctuary.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Father.
Amen. Thanks the Lord. We'll go ahead and open up the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 9. There's my buddy. I heard you praying. Been doing a lot of preaching there in Cridersville, so I don't get to see the Bluffton Saints too often. So it's good. You know, the Bible says how good it is when brothers dwell in unity.
That's
amen.
Right. Yes, sir.
We should be thankful to be in one another's company.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
That's the truth.
And when you're not in one another's company, you miss them.
Right. Amen. That's right.
I said this back in Chrysler. I said, isn't it amazing the Lord of glory, who was destined, who knew what he was supposed to do, and yet in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed. He didn't want to do it because he wanted to stay with his disciples.
Right. That's right.
God himself still wanted to fellowship with Peter and James and John. He still wanted to be there with them.
That's
he had,
right.
Remember, he prayed sweat and blood. Why? Because he had
right.
to do the will of God. So there had been something there.
Right.
That he was struggling with.
That's right.
He wanted to stay with his disciples.
Amen.
Oh, ain't that beautiful?
Yes.
So when we get to fellowship one with another,
yes,
it's something special, ain't
that's
it?
That's the truth. Amen.
1 Corinthians 9, we're going to start at verse 24 by his grace. 24, and we'll read through the rest of the chapter. Scripture reads, "Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain.
Amen.
And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
Amen.
I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we've read thy holy word, God. Father, we're the saints are gathered together, Lord. Lord, we're here in unity, Lord. Not in a unity of like a lodge or because we agree on a certain thing, but Lord, it's because the same Christ died for each one of us, Lord. We're in the same flock. We're all sheep in your shepherd, God. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, to be gathered together, to be counted as one of the saints of the Lord. Now, Father, even as we read thy word, God, we just pray, God, you'd break the bread of life to us, Lord. Anoint it, Lord. Speak to all of our hearts, Lord. Teach us, minister unto us. Help us, Lord, we pray, God. You promise you do it for us, Lord, and we're here yielding to the word of God, Lord. Waiting with expectation, God. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this time. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. I'm going to minister a message, just a simple thought called Knowing How to Fight.
Yes, sir.
Knowing Amen, how to fight. Let's go ahead and read 1 Corinthians 9 once more. Know you not that they which run in a race won all, but one receiveth a prize. So run that you may obtain.
Amen.
And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Temperance means self-control.
That's right.
You have to be self-controlled in order to win the race.
Amen.
And the race that he's talking about here, if you're going to actually expect to win a race, you're going to have to be temperate in certain things, aren't you?
Right.
If you look at Olympic runners and stuff like that, listen, just you could probably guess looking at me in a heartbeat, I don't want a 100-meter race.
That's right.
You probably guess in a heartbeat, I don't play football. I'm not going to Olympics to do a 100-meter dash. I'm not going to do nothing like that, and I don't plan on doing nothing like that. Well, how? Why? Because you have to be temperate in certain things. You have to control yourself.
Yeah,
listen. Michael Phelps, the night before he made 7 Olympic medals or whatever the record he did, didn't go out that night and buy a whole bunch of Coke and pizzas and got a whole bunch of junk food and Twinkies and brownies and stuff. He didn't do that. He had to be temperate.
Amen.
He had to bring self-control in order if he wanted to run this race. And Paul's saying, you're running a race right now.
Come on, now.
When they run, and only one's going to win.
Right.
They all were trying to control themselves. They're all there racing. They all trained. But only one's going to win.
That's right. Come on.
And
now.
He says, and so run. So you're supposed to run this race as if you're going to be the only winner.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Now they do it for corruptible.
Hallelujah, Lord.
But
Jesus.
We're doing it for an incorruptible.
Yes. Amen.
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 So let's keep reading this in verse 25. And every man that striveth to mastery is temperate in all things. Now, not just some, all things.
That's right.
Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. This is a powerful thing. Watch this. Let's keep reading.
Yes.
So fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
Amen.
So what's he saying? He knows what he's doing.
That's right.
See,
it's not
just good enough to fight. Just so you know. It ain't just good enough that you're fighting.
That's it, brother. Come on.
Because he just said here, I'm not fighting as one that beateth the air. What's that mean?
Right.
You're doing nothing.
That's
All
right.
you're doing is wasting energy and you're not hitting anything.
That's right.
He's saying, I'm fighting because I know what I'm hitting. Amen.
Yes.
I know what I'm hitting.
Yes, sir.
He says, so far, but I'm not going to beat the air. I'm going to hit the devil. Yeah, I'm going to hit. I need to know how to fight. It ain't just good enough to fight. You need to know what you're hitting.
Amen, brother.
That's what he's saying here.
That's right.
Watch this. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and read a quote. Amen. Questions and Answers 61. The days are evil, and we want to be trained, schooled. Brother Stickler, a soldier. Brother Gold back there, a soldier. And perhaps Brother Ruddle here, he was a soldier. Brother Beeler, and all the different ones, been a military life. You set together. You know the battle before you get out there.
That's right. That's
oh, my. And all the tactics you can of the enemy so that you can meet him on the ground.
That's
see,
right.
So it's more than just fighting the devil. You need to know your enemy.
Amen.
You need to know the tactics he's going to use against you.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Let's keep reading this. When I used to box, they find out about my opponent.
Sure.
So you need to know something now. Right. See, it ain't just good enough to beat the air. It ain't just good enough to swing a fist. Because if you just swing a fist, you might hit your buddy.
That's right. Come on.
And yes, that person beside you is your buddy.
Yes, sir.
Just so you know. Or across the aisle behind you and all around you. That's what happens sometimes.
Yes, sir.
If you just go to swinging, you might hit somebody you don't want to hit.
Man.
You see what happens? See how the devil can trick you now.
That's it. That's good.
Sometimes he can put you and your buddy in the boxing ring. He can sit outside and let you do all the dirty work.
That's right.
And he can sit there and do nothing. He's using you to do it.
Right.
You see, it ain't just good enough to fight. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, you got to be careful because you might get in a discussion with the brother or something about doctrine or about this idea and that idea. Better be careful. Because the devil might be trying to get you to punch him.
That's right.
Instead of you punching the devil. You see what happens?
Yes, sir, brother.
You need to make sure you know how to fight.
Right.
So that when you punch, you're hitting what you're supposed to be hitting.
That's good.
See, ain't just good enough to swing a fist.
Amen.
I have to be careful of myself because I love debating.
Amen.
I love taking people on. I love talking about the word. And I love just tying them all up in a pretzel and they can't do nothing about it. But that may not be the best way to do it.
That's true.
I may be punching them in the face.
That's right.
And not the devil. You
go
see?
On.
And what would all that do? I'd just be wasting my time.
That's right. Sure.
If anything, I'm stumbling that brother now.
Come on.
So I wasted my energy, my time, when I could have been beating the devil, and instead, I hit my brother and caused even more trouble.
Right.
And I'm wearing myself out. You see how it doesn't make any sense to just swing a fist? You need to know how to fight.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Let's keep reading this. When I used to box, they found out about my opponent. When he's going to be, what kind of lick he used, whether it was an uppercut, left jab, chop with the right hand, whether it was right hand, left hand, how strong he was, and the way he stitched his feet, and how he used his eyes and what corner he come from and all the different tactics we could. And they find out trainers would send a fellow fighter down. So then they put a man in there with me to train with me exactly like that man was fighting too.
That's it.
That's why you come to church.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why you come to church. Amen.
Come on now.
Listen, I know people who are so sticking on preaching everything in the message. Guess what? Brother Branham didn't preach something about internet.
That's right.
All right.
Come on.
So if you're only going to use quotes about the internet, who's going to preach about it? That's why you need to come to church. You need to know the tactics of the enemy.
Yes.
Listen, just so you know, Brother Bam did preach on this.
Right.
Right? This is just a fancier TV.
That's right.
That's all it is.
That's
all just a nice fancier. But because Brother Bam did not say iPad, you better not preach on iPads. Well, guess what? This thing can send your soul to hell quicker than that TV did.
Good.
Internet can send your soul quicker to your soul to hell quicker than all this stuff Brother Bam had in his time.
Right. Come on.
That's why you need to come to church, so you need to know how to fight.
Amen.
That's what you're learning. You're learning the tactics of the enemy. What is he using in these days? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Let's keep reading this. We know. Okay. I just thought. And that's what we're here for tonight. We know the strike of the enemy. We know what his tactics are. And we're here tonight with scripture to cover him over so he can't move.
Yes.
Because the enemy's on every hand. I like that idea. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Robertson, I was thinking about there, seeing him. He surely ought to know what a soldier is. He certainly had a time of it. How many soldiers is in here?
Amen.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. You have to be a soldier.
That's right.
Not this ain't no picnic.
That's right.
Amen. See, you got to make sure your attitude's right too. Are you willing to fight?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to fight? See, we don't come to church just to have a guy still good old fancy picnic time and everything's just hunky-dory and all roses and everything like that. Brother Bam, that's like Brother Bam said. He said, I didn't get saved to get an old picnic. He said, I got saved to get fight.
That's right.
Amen.
I got saved to fight.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
that's the
my.
Truth.
Isn't that good?
Yes, sir.
You got saved to fight.
Yes.
I'm here to be a problem to the devil.
That's right. Glory to God.
I'm here to be his
praise his holy name.
I've said this many times. We walk around like the devil's the boogeyman.
That's right.
You're the devil's boogeyman.
Yes.
You
yes,
need
sir.
To realize he's scared of you.
Amen.
Why do you think he tries to fight you and deceive you?
Come on now.
He's trying to deceive you and thinking something you're not.
Right.
Sir.
Now why in the world would he do that? Unless there was a problem with you knowing how to fight.
Right.
Amen.
Praise
Come
God.
On now.
Unless there was a problem that you could cause him.
Oh my, ooh, isn't that good?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Yes, Lord.
I won't put the devil in a stretcher tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
I won't put him in a whole body cast and everything like that. And you know them movies where they got him legs sticking up? Oh, what happened? Got too close to Defiance that night. They found out how to fight. Amen, glory to God. Yes. They find out that they could take him out. They can't take the devil out, amen. Woo. They don't have to live with it no more. They don't have to live with the devils.
Right. Glory to God.
They knew how to fight. They knew the tactics of the enemy. Oh my, yes. Isn't that good?
Amen.
How many soldiers in here? That's been soldiers in the army. A group of soldiers. All right, now you know what it is. And that's what you study, isn't it, Brother Roy? Brother Beeler and you veterans and so forth. Is study the enemy. What's he going to do? What's his move? And then know how to meet him. See, it ain't just good enough to meet him.
That's
you
right.
need to know how to meet him. We say these things all the time, don't we? But you need to start applying them.
Amen.
Actually start doing it.
Yes, that's it.
It ain't just good enough to say it. Brother Branham said people will get together in the last days and just accept the message for conscience sake.
Preach it, brother.
Why? Because it sounds reasonable.
Right.
This sounds reasonable. You look at the scripture and you look at what, yeah, that's probably right. Everything like that. Ain't good enough.
That's right.
It ain't good enough to just say what he said, do what he said.
Amen.
Amen. You actually have to do it now.
Glory
there is no just saying it, saying it, saying it. You got to actually do it.
Amen.
You got to actually do it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Brother Branham said in Satan's Eden 65, I want to speak to you something. Now, just so you know, this is Satan's Eden, okay? I want to speak to you something, to bring something to enlighten to you, the promise of God for this age. Not something that somebody else was in some other day, but something this day. And yes. Then things are all right. We all refer to those things. But I thought I would try to bring something to your mind with these scriptures I got written here that would enlighten you to know, make you a better soldier in the field that you're fighting in now.
Amen.
To learn the tactics of the enemy, so that you can block everything before it
glory
gets to you.
God.
That's a big one right there.
Amen.
That's the main thing he says.
Yes,
what's
sir.
The main thing he says? Is to learn to keep the punches off you as much as you can.
Amen.
Right. It ain't just good enough to punch him. You need to get the punches off you.
Yes.
Amen. You need to cover that spot. I think that's what they call in boxing, whatever. There's a spot. If you got your arms, there's a spot that they get attacked. You need to learn how to cover that spot.
Amen.
You know, just because you swung a fist doesn't mean they can't swing back.
Come on now.
Amen. Doesn't mean the devil ain't got two hands and he can swallow you one. That's why you have to learn how to guard from that attack.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's the main thing. You need to keep the punches off you.
Amen.
And you are allowed to do that, just so you know.
Amen.
You are not the devil's punching bag.
That's right.
Just so you know.
Praise
the devil
God.
Is your punching bag.
Jesus.
You must realize something about Satan. Satan, first off, is created.
Yes.
That's right.
So that means he's a created being. And the only reason he was created was to try you.
Amen.
So really, his whole purpose is for you.
That's right.
Wow, ain't that something? Ain't that something? You got to have a punch bag in order to get bigger.
Yes, sir.
If you want bigger muscles, you got to start throwing, you got to start pumping the iron. You got to do something.
That's right.
You don't be like me, like a couch potato. Listen, brother, I am. I'm not going to lie. Naturally speaking. But spiritually speaking, we got to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
We are now.
Amen.
That's right.
We are. But not by natural means. Amen.
Right.
It's by faith.
Yes.
We'll get into a minute. It's by faith. Brother Branham said, what faith? Got big muscles and hairs and chest.
Yes.
You ever wonder that story with Brother Branham? It's either a vision or a dream his mom had. I can't quite remember, so you forgive me. But that woman was getting beaten down by that man with that three-point club.
That's right.
That three-point club. And at first he was scared, right? First he was scared. But then finally when he went up to that man, said, hey, let him go. She said, he got huge. Well, what was it? Faith.
That's right.
Faith is not a wimp. Faith is not compromise.
Preach, brother.
Listen, one of the attributes of God is not to compromise.
Amen.
Just so you know.
Yes,
the
sir.
Bible says he's going to have war with Amalek from generation to generation, which is the Lord is my banner. It's the attribute of God that describes he doesn't compromise.
Right.
So if he don't compromise, his kids ain't either.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? We don't have to deal with these things. You don't have to make a bargain about it.
Come on now.
And don't make a bargain with God either.
Right.
Believe it.
That's it.
You know, preach. We do that sometimes.
Preach.
You're doing it when you think you didn't live good enough to lay your hands on somebody.
Amen.
You've done it when you think you couldn't ask God for something because you made a mistake. Listen, just like it says in Romans, I believe it's 4. Here, once I find it, I'll just quote. Oh, here's Romans right here. Romans 4.
Watch this. Here we go.
Okay. What shall we say then of Abraham our father as pertaining to the flesh hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God.
Right.
He could glory about himself.
Right.
If he could obtain it by works, he could glory, but not of God.
Right.
For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Not to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt.
Right.
Now see, you got to quit thinking like that.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? What's he saying here?
Yes.
If the promise was of, if you could work the promise, if you could somehow work and you finally obtained to it, now God owes you.
Yes.
Right.
You've done something,
right,
and now God's indebted to you.
Right.
That's what he said right here. The promise would be of debt, not of grace.
Amen.
But verse 5 says, but to him that worketh not. Uh-oh. See what happens? You need to know how to fight.
Amen.
You need to know how to fight. You see what the devil's going to do to you sometimes? He's going to bring that reasoning into you.
That's
and
right.
Say, well, I haven't done this right. I haven't done that right. How could possibly God answer my prayer? You need to know how to fight.
Amen.
The promise is not worked at all.
That's right.
At all. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
Amen.
You see why we need to know how to fight?
Yes.
You're trying to be all righteous and everything like that. When are you going to finally make it?
Right.
When are you going to finally make it? When you finally live up to what standard? How are you going to do it?
Right.
You going to try to be more holy than God?
Come on.
The Bible says you got to be holy as God.
That's right.
Be ye holy even as I am holy.
Right.
So how are you going to do it? Exactly.
Amen.
See the tactic of the enemy now?
Come on now.
You see how he brings that reasoning in.
Praise
We're gonna read in a minute. One of Satan's tactics is reason.
Yes, sir.
That's one of his tactics he's going to use against you.
Amen.
Is reasoning. Well, brother, how do I counter that? Faith.
That's it. Yes, that's it.
Ooh, that was so simple, wasn't it? You just simply believe.
Yes.
Amen.
You just simply believe. That's actually the opposite of reasoning. We'll get into it in a second. I just jumped ahead. If you don't mind, we're going to read another quote. Deity of Jesus 49. Show to us this great picture that's set in order here, revealing your secrets to the saints' hearts this morning. He's praying that we might see what's out here before us. And as we walk down then, Lord, in the armor of God, may we go as gallant soldiers to face the enemy. But how, watch this, I love how he says this, but how could we face him unless we know his tactics?
Amen.
And help us this morning to understand. And show us the foregrounds there, so we'll know where to meet him. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
So you need to know the tactics of the enemy.
Amen.
You need to understand how he's going to attack you in order for you to fight him back.
Amen.
You see, Paul just said it. We can't be uncertain in what we're racing. Listen,
right.
When you race in the like in the Boston Marathon or in the big Olympic race and stuff like that, you need to run towards the goal.
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
You don't see one of them getting them down there, go! And they start running the other way.
Right.
It'd make no sense. They would run as uncertainty.
Come on,
you got a goal in mind.
Yes,
and you need to run towards the goal.
Yes.
Don't run away from the goal. Run towards the goal.
Amen.
Amen. He says, I fight, but not as one that beateth the air.
Amen.
All you're doing is wasting your energy. And eventually, what's going to happen? How? I can't do this. What's going on? That's because you keep swinging the air.
That's right.
You go beat up the air or something? You look goofy doing it.
Right.
Don't you? I just look goofy just doing it, didn't I?
Come on, brother.
You see? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All you do is just be beating against the air. You need to know how to hit the enemy.
Right.
You need to know how he's going to attack you, and then you punch him back.
Right.
And you punch him back. And then you punch him back.
Amen.
You see, you can't be scared to use it now.
Right.
You can't be scared.
That's right.
We're walking around with all this armor, and everybody seems to forget one piece of the armor was a sword.
Right, that's right.
It was a sword. That means you swing it,
yes,
which is the word of God.
Right. Wow.
See, sometimes the devil, why does the devil keep beating me? Why does the devil keep beating me? Maybe because you haven't punched back yet.
Hallelujah.
You just let him just sit there and you're sitting with a sword.
That's
the devil got you tricked thinking it's a toothpick.
That's right.
And yeah, it's a two-edged sword, even to the body of thunder. Amen.
Yes.
Take down every devil in hell.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, praise God.
Yes, Lord God.
I'm jumping again. Praise God. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
I actually heard a statement a while back. And you know, I'm all into that Eastern culture stuff. You know what I mean? Like martial arts and stuff like that. I'm just into it. And I heard a saying about it. It said, if you want to study martial arts, you must first begin at the art of imitation. You must first begin at the art of imitation. And I thought that was so powerful. Why? Because in that culture, in that way of doing it, especially during, in the 1600s, whatever it was, you had what a teacher was called a sensei. And then you had a student, which was called a disciple. And what that disciple had to do was do exactly what his teacher did.
Right.
What his teacher did, he did.
Right.
He
right.
imitated what he did.
Yes.
Because if he did, he'd get the same results that he got.
Lord,
and that teacher knew that.
Hallelujah.
And just so you know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers.
That's it.
For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me."
Amen.
Now why would Paul want you to be a follower of him? You ain't supposed to follow man now.
Right.
Right? You ain't supposed to follow man. And yet he's saying follow me.
Uh-huh.
Just so you know too, that word follow means an imitator.
That's right.
Actually the Greek word is mimetes. It's the same word we get for mime.
Come on now. Yes.
Just a mime. It's the same word we get it for. So when he's saying being a follower of me, what's he saying? Imitate me.
Come on now.
Follow the same things I'm doing.
Preach, brother.
Because if you do the same things, you get the same results.
Amen.
Listen, even devils do.
Yeah.
You understand that now?
Yeah, that's right.
Even people out in the world who don't know nothing, if they operate under the same law of faith, they get the same results.
That's right.
So that's what he's saying. Be an imitator of me. Follow what I'm doing.
Yes.
Philippians 3, verse 17. "Brethren, be followers together of me." Same word, just so you know. "Be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example."
Yes.
So now he's saying, even I am an example to you.
Yes, sir.
Why do we need this? Why would we need somebody to follow, to imitate, to be an example to us? Paul says in verse 18, "For many walk, of whom I told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." What's he saying? You need to imitate me. Follow even as I'm doing, as an example. Why? There's enemies of the cross out there.
Amen.
There's people out there who are trying to devour you and destroy you.
Yes, sir.
And unless you don't follow the example, the pattern laid out, you will be consumed by them.
Yes, sir.
He's saying it's so important. How are you going to fight? You need something to imitate. Now, you're not imitating the man. Just like in 1 Corinthians 11, 2-1, he says, "Be you followers of me, even as also I follow Christ."
Right. Sure.
See, it comes down to motive and objective. What are you doing it for?
Right.
There's a lot of people who do imitate Christianity,
right,
and they ain't going to make it.
That's right.
And yet there's a lot of people who do imitate Christianity who's absolutely going to make it.
Amen.
Who's absolutely going to make it. Well, it all comes down to what? Motive and objective.
Yes,
it's coming to what you're desiring to do. Hebrews 6, verse 11. "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise."
Yes.
He's saying what? Imitate. He's saying imitate. For watch what he goes in verse 16. "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise."
That's it.
What's he saying? You need to imitate what Abraham did.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Listen, this principle is so profound to me.
That's it.
Even God presented it to Cain.
That's
he
right.
said, if you would do as your brother,
right,
wouldn't you be accepted?
Amen.
That's right. God can't be a respecter of persons.
Right.
So if you're acting the same thing, if you got the Holy Ghost, if you only imitate what they're doing, you have to get the same results. Amen.
Amen.
You see what happens though? Reasonings. It's not that time. Days of miracles have passed. You got to throw the reason out. You got to learn how to fight. Say, God said it. Amen.
Amen.
If he did it for Paul, he'd do it for you. If he did it for Brother Bram, he's got to do it for me. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
I remember that testimony that sister gave in Illinois. When I gave that testimony about Brother Philip Cobb, who got his leg healed.
That's right.
Because he simply believed God, he got his leg healed.
That
sister said, if he could do it for Philip, he can do it for me. And God healed her leg.
That's right.
You can't get different results.
Yes, sir.
If you come the same way, Brother Bram said this. He says, if you come in the same way as somebody else, if you don't get it, that means God changed.
Yes. Right.
That means God changed.
If you come in faith, if somebody came in faith for their healing, then that means, and then you come in the same way and don't get it, that means God is showing respect to a person, sir. Okay. You have to get it.
Amen.
You see, you need to know how to fight.
Amen.
It ain't just good enough to swing your fist. You got to know how to fight.
Amen.
Amen.
Truth. Yes, sir.
Amen. So with that thinking in mind, being an imitator, I want to show you one of the greatest battles that ever raged in the Bible. And it's in Matthew 4. To me, this is the biggest battle that ever happened in the entire scripture. You say, well, what about David? What about David? He took out Goliath. Yeah, but David later became an adulterer, didn't
he? That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, what about Hezekiah? What about Shamgar? He took out 600 people. What about Samson, who took 1,000 with a jawbone of ass? Wasn't that glorious? Oh, this is way bigger.
That's right. Come on.
That battle was huge. This battle raged in such a way, it shook mountains, shook everything.
Come on now.
And it's in Matthew 4. Then when Jesus led up of the Spirit, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. It's a throwdown now.
That's right.
Now it's time to go at it. Now remember what I said. If you're going to start this thinking how to fight, you must first master the art of imitation. You must first master the art of imitation.
Yes, Lord.
So however your Lord did it,
yes.
If you do it,
come on,
you will get the same results.
Amen.
Brother Branham said about this time, Matthew 4, he said Jesus did this as a human man filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
Well, what in the world are you?
Glory! Yes, Lord Jesus.
Pray. What are you? Brother Branham said he did this as the weakest Christian there could be. So guess what? That excludes you all.
That's right.
If he was the weakest Christian, then you have to be just a step above that somehow. Otherwise, Brother Branham doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's it. Come on.
He said he did this as the weakest Christian that ever could be.
Glory to
God. And he's going
to
throw down with the devil. Now remember, we're going to imitate this now. We're reading this. I'm not reading this as one to beat at the air.
That's right.
We're going to learn how to fight. Let's read this. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward of hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Oh, here comes a left jab. Coming right at his chin.
Come on.
What did Jesus do?
That's it.
But he answered and said, it is written. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't sit there with the devil and discuss this.
That's right. No, sir.
He didn't go, let's see here. Well, I don't think I should do that. Could I possibly change the molecular structure of them stones to make it bread? I just don't know. He didn't do that at all. He didn't reason with the enemy.
That's right, come on.
What did he do?
No, sir.
Used a sword.
Amen.
He used a sword. Yes, Brother Branham said when the devil came up and when he hit Jesus, he said it was hit like a 10,000 volt.
That's what he said, yes, sir.
As a human man filled with the Holy Ghost.
Praise
he said, Lord. Brother Branham said it like this, and I got the quote, but I'm just going to quote off my head now. Brother Branham said, when I came to Moses, I was able to get him.
That's right.
I was able to get him to get upset and mad and tempted, all messed him up. When I got to David, I got him to commit adultery, got him to be a murderer.
That's right.
Got him to kill people. I got to Samson. I got him on that lust demon all over him and everything like that. I messed him up. Oh, I tore him up. And he said he saw Jesus. And he said, he ain't nothing special.
That's right. Come on.
He ain't nothing special. He's just another man, he said. He said, but when he came, and when Jesus said, it is written, he said, boom!
Yes!
Whoa! He said, I never dealt with that way before.
Glory to God.
Imitate now.
Oh, yes, Lord.
This imitate. That means you are a 10,000 volt wire. When the devil touches you, you can shock him.
Amen.
See, see what he reasons with you? The devil makes you think he can do something.
That's right. That's it.
He makes you think somehow he's got power.
Come on now.
Don't you realize the Bible says Jesus destroyed the workings of Satan.
Amen.
Destroyed even the power of death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
destroyed, past tense.
Right.
What did Christ say when he went down in hell and got them keys? He said he punched Satan in the face and knocked all his teeth out.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
That means, brother, can't all you can do is gum you. he's like a little retired man. He ain't got no teeth in his mouth. He's got to put dentures in his face. Doesn't look normal. Woo! Amen! Man, I would have punched him so much in his face, too. He don't look normal no more.
Glory to God.
Not my brother now. The devil.
Right. Yes, sir.
Not the air.
Exactly right.
The devil.
Yes, sir.
Remember, what did Paul say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
You got to see the tactics of the enemy.
Yes,
you need to know how to fight. You do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Do you hear that now?
Yes, sir.
You do
Amen.
Not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Amen.
But you're fighting principalities, princes of darkness, and so forth. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go back to this big old boxing match. Man, this is like Mike Tyson versus, I don't know, the fridge or something. I don't know nothing. Or George Foreman versus Muhammad Ali. Amen. This is a big old fight. Let's keep reading this. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Quote that word, amen.
Yes,
and what did it do? It shocked the devil.
Amen.
So guess what? The devil's going to change his tactic up a little bit now.
Come on now.
Now he's going to try to bring the right jab to him a little bit, maybe. He says, oh, you got that one good. You got that one good. But I got plenty more moves for you. So what does he do? Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. And saith to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written.
That's a trick.
He said, you want to quote the word? I do it too.
That's it.
You see, you got to know how to fight.
Yes.
That devil can quote the word just as much as you can.
That's right.
You got to know how to fight. Amen. Ain't just good enough to fight, is it?
That's
Ain't
it.
Just good enough to know the scripture. You got to know how to fight. Even Paul admonished Timothy, a minister, saying you got to rightly divide.
Yes, sir.
The word of truth.
Amen.
It ain't good enough just to have pages in the words. You got to know how to. What did the Bible say in Isaiah? It has to be line upon line.
Yes, sir.
Line upon line.
Yes,
here a little, there a little.
Grandma,
I've met message people who can't possibly understand why we don't believe in Trinity. You ask them one little question, and boy, they'll spin them off. They don't understand. They can't take line upon line. There are people who can't tie in Matthew 28 with Acts 2:38. I've heard it myself. They say, Matthew 28 is just wrong. It's Acts 2:38.
Oh, mercy.
You can't do that. That's not how you fight.
No, sir.
That's not how you fight. What does God be? Line upon line. Listen, you can't just take one line. Here's one line. Just can't take one line and then dance all around and come up with all this bunch of stuff you think it means.
That's it. Right.
Listen, I said this back in Christ. I said, listen, the Bible doesn't need your help to interpret.
That's right, brother.
It can interpret itself.
That's it.
Just like an example I'll give you. Just like the Bible types trees as a person.
Yes.
And trees as a man. Guess what? I didn't make that up. I didn't have to come up and go to school and study and study and study. All I did was read the Bible.
Yes. That's right.
The Bible said when God healed Barnabas' eyes, he said, I see men as trees.
Yes.
Right.
So the Bible told me that men means trees.
That's right.
I didn't have to do nothing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's so good every time I say it. Woo, my, praise God. I don't need a help to understand how to get the Holy Ghost. It told me how, amen.
Yes.
I don't need to try to reason and figure out. If you imitate what this said, you get the same results, amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, praise God.
Yes, sir.
You don't need a help this to interpret. It'll interpret itself.
Yes,
it'll tell you what it means. Brother Branham said, God don't need your help in interpreting.
That's right.
He said, he'll bring it to pass.
Yes.
Well, is the rapture happening yet? The rapture's already happened. Who knows? But guess what? God's going to interpret it.
That's right.
Brother Branham said, quit. Brother Branham said like this. He said, don't be like Eve, who tried to manufacture
that. That's it. That's exactly right.
Brother Branham said, when Eve was told,
yep.
When Satan came to Eve and deceived her in that adultery, Brother Branham said he was giving her another way to produce. Because remember, the promise in that time was be fruitful and multiply.
Yes, sir.
Now remember,
that's right.
Tactics. Remember tactics. Because what did the devil do to Eve? Gave her a piece of that word.
Amen.
Shall you not eat of every tree that's in the garden? He's using the word. And Eve says, yeah, I can eat of every tree, but of the tree, knowledge of good and evil, I can't even touch it. And what did Satan say? Oh, don't worry about that. You'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. And Brother Branham said, why in the world? How could that possibly trick her? Reasoning.
Yeah.
Reasoning.
That's it.
She was already a god.
That's right.
Brother Branham said
that's the truth.
Brother Branham said that. But because of the way he could snip that and get in, Brother Branham said he was 99.99% gospel.
That's right.
Only 0.01% off.
Amen.
And was able to slip in. You see the tactic of the enemy now.
Amen, brother.
You see why Paul said, give all diligence.
Yes.
Be on your toes. You're running a race.
Amen.
He said people in the world run a race and only one win. So you run.
Amen.
You see what he's saying? Why is he saying
Hallelujah.
It? The tactics of the enemy. How he's going to fight you. Just that 0.01% was able to slip into Eve and caused every single headache you get.
That's right.
Every single problem you've ever endured in
yes,
your
sir.
Life.
That's exactly right.
Every single situation you've ever had, every single gray hair on your head was caused by 0.01%
Amen.
A preacher.
Yeah.
It was caused by that. Somebody who could use the word. Somebody who could use it. But remember, so remember your faith is like a chain over hell. And he said, in a chain, it's only strongest as you can slip.
That's exactly right.
Remember what I'm saying. How to fight.
Amen.
You got to imitate. Imitate what? Don't imitate me.
Right.
Imitate me.
Yeah, that's it.
Me. Imitate me. Just once you said, you see what I'm saying now?
Amen.
You understand? It ain't just good enough to fight. Because this is what the enemy's going to do. He'll throw the scripture right back at you.
Exactly.
He'll do it right back at you. Let's keep reading this. Watch Jesus. Verse 6, Matthew 4, 6. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it's written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now remember, you need to know how to fight now.
Amen.
Because if you know this, when that right jab came, he tried to throw that word out. But that Jesus knew the word.
That's
right. He knew what he's talking about. And he knew Satan left a part out.
That's right.
If you actually go back,
yep,
Satan actually left a little part of the word out. Said to keep thee in all thy ways.
Yeah, come on.
He left that little part out. So when he bought that right jab, he's like, oh, I've seen that before. And then uppercut like that.
Lord.
And he says,
yes.
Watch this, verse 7. And Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Whew, this is getting heated, ain't it?
Amen.
He's already walled the devil twice. Black eye, black eye. I like that. Don't you like that?
Amen.
I don't like seeing the devil win.
Amen.
I like seeing him lose and lose and lose and then lose again.
Amen.
You know, when I was a kid and stuff like that, and, you know, we play them video games or whatever, and I'd be just whipping my buddy, right? Beat him 10 times in a row, right? I'd actually start feeling bad for him. Like, man, I wouldn't mind him winning one. So, you know, he's getting mad. One time he got so mad he threw his controller across the room. He was so mad. I felt bad for him, you know? But I don't feel bad about the devil.
No,
I don't feel bad about the devil losing every single day. And then he loses again and loses again. And then when we're on that glorious shore and we see the lake of fire and he gets thrown in with hell and all of his angels, I'm going to be happy that day too.
Yes, sir.
I don't like seeing the devil win at all.
No, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Praise
we shouldn't like seeing the devil winning each other either.
That's right. Brother.
Oh, now don't tell me that spirit don't get on people sometimes.
Come on.
Oh, I hit one good. I hit one good there. Because sometimes something happened to a brother and what you do, but they reap what they sowed.
Oh,
oh boy, they got it good there. I'm so glad God's not like that.
Yes.
I am so happy he's not like that. He said, I would have all repent.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh boy. I like that story about Abraham. When Abraham was down and he heard about his brother Lot, who got trapped by them four
That's
kings.
Right. Yes.
Remember,
yes.
Brother Bram said Lot was a hare in Abraham's soup.
Amen.
Ooh, he was a little problem.
Yeah.
He actually had to get rid of Abraham or get rid of Lot. He was a denominational, Brother Bram called him one time. He was a make-believer, Brother Bram called him one time as well. He was all these things. But what I think is so amazing sometimes is message believers forget what Peter called him.
Come on.
Peter called Lot righteous.
Yeah, he did.
And just.
That's right.
A denominational brother.
Preach it.
Righteous and just.
Yeah,
brother, you tell some message people that, boy, they flip over. They didn't know what they would do. There's no way they tell you. A denominational brother.
That's what he said. Come on.
That's what he said.
Amen.
What do you want me to do about it? That's what he said.
That's right.
He said, you're a denominational brother. I'm so glad they said, because you watch Abraham.
Yes.
You watch Abraham. Yes. He knew he left the promised land.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
He knew Lot and his wife would sit right there in his church, and he'd be preaching about the promised land, how they have to stay in this land. If they come out, they start backsliding. And don't follow the ways of Sodom and Gomorrah, because they're just like the ways of Egypt and everything like that.
And yet Lot ends up backsliding.
Right.
And his family leaves the church and goes to another church.
Yeah,
a denominational church. This getting so good. Man! Goes to his denominational church now. And all of a sudden, Abraham hears a story.
That's it.
His nephew, who backslid out of his church, going to another church down in Sodom, got captured by a bunch of kings.
That's right.
And when he heard that, he wasn't like some message people I know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Ooh. Oh, he reaped what he sowed. That's what he gets for backsliding out of the church. What'd he do? He got his men around.
That's right.
He got his boys around. Found a bunch of farmers and kicked them four kings out and got his brother back and got all their substance back.
That's right. Exactly.
Brother Branham said that was the Christian spirit.
Exactly.
And Abraham. Oh, that's good. So you're telling me when you're bashing on your brother and stuff like that, even if he went to a Baptist church,
right.
You're telling me if you start treating him like that, unlike Abraham, that's not a Christian spirit.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Sure. Remember, I'm showing you how to fight.
Yes, amen.
I'm showing you how to fight.
Exactly right.
Quit hitting the brother and hit the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
Quit hitting each other and hit the devil.
Yes, sir.
You
brother.
See, don't be one that beateth the air. Hit him. The devil is the enemy.
Yes.
Not your brother's sin, not even that person who backslides out of your church.
Amen.
Boy, that was just so good. Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't that just speak volumes?
Yes.
Because it's so hard to hear something like that in this message. Quit thinking these four walls and this message is only for people going to make it. Listen, I hate that stuff. Oh, it just, one of them things that just gets under my fingernail, you know what I mean? Just drives you nuts. Like a splinter in your hand. Just drives you nuts. When people come up with all this theology and all this doctrine of how to get people out of heaven.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not interested in that. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out a way to get them in, amen.
Yes.
I'm not trying to kick them out. I'm trying to get in.
Amen.
I've heard it in churches. I've sat on a Burger King one time, and they try to tell me that foolish virgin ain't going to make it. I guess they just don't read the church age book.
That's
but
right.
Listen. Even so, let's just say it is, isn't whatever. I'm looking for people to come in.
Yes.
I'm not trying to kick people out. I want heaven full.
Amen.
I don't mind a whole lot of people in heaven.
Amen.
I don't mind if that person did not do anything for God for 89 years in his life, and then finally, in the last 30 minutes, he gets saved.
Right.
Okay. You think that bothers me?
No,
not one bit.
Right.
Not one bit does it bother me. Why? Because I'm going to be able to fellowship with him for the rest of eternity, you know, for the rest of nothing, because it's going to be eternal.
Right.
You see what's wrong with some people's motives and objective?
Amen.
Somehow this message became me, myself, and message.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Listen, we should be trying to get people in, not people out.
That's right.
Amen.
Exactly.
That's our goal. Listen, I'm trying to show us how to fight. Amen. Because if you start picking at people like that, and just doing stuff like that, you'll waste so much energy.
Amen.
Right.
You're just beating the air, and you're not doing a thing. You're not doing anything. If anything, you're just giving other people black eyes.
Amen, brother.
You're just giving them broken arms.
Yeah.
You're just giving them in the ER and not putting the devil there. You're not putting the devil there.
Exactly.
That
right.
was good stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go back to this Matthew 4. Let's watch this big old boxing match again. Verse 8. Again, the devil taketh them up into an exceeding high mountain. He's going to bring a big old finisher now. Two of his punches got deflected. He even thought he did a little trick move there, and he caught it. Caught his corner of his eye, which way he was looking, so he could get under it real quick.
Yes, sir.
So he's like, I got to bring the hammer down, this guy. I got to bring the hammer down. I'm gonna bribe him. As Brother Branham said, he's trying to bribe him. I'm going to give him something. Again, the devil taking him up to an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship. Oh my. He could have it all. I will give it to you all. Boy, that's a big punch. That's a big punch. Wouldn't you like all your bills to be paid? Wouldn't you like a big old house and nice cars and all this stuff? I offer you everything. If thou would just bow down and worship me. Well, no, now Jesus thought, well, he's putting everything in this punch.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll put everything in mine. It's so good. Watch this. Verse 10. And Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan. Oh boy, here we go now.
Amen.
I firmly believe, this is me now, caressology, could be wrong. But I firmly believe Jesus got mad. I firmly believe it.
Could you imagine this tempter's keep coming at you and coming at you, giving you all this stuff, and you're finally sick and tired of it.
That's right.
And I bet he got mad. Remember, the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not.
That's right.
Righteous indignation is of God, just so you know. So when you got mad at the devil, here's another tactic. Oh, this is good. Sometimes you think you're never supposed to get mad. Uh-huh.
Right.
You're supposed to be absolutely angry and disgusted with Satan.
Amen.
You are allowed, I'm going to give you permission right now. You are allowed to be mad at Satan.
Sure.
Amen.
Now, notice, Satan is not the brother sitting beside you.
That's right.
Yeah.
He could have his demons, sir. Remember when Peter tried to tell Jesus a different way to do it? There's got to be a different way. What did he say? He didn't say, Peter, get behind me. He said, Satan.
That's right.
Get behind me. He didn't call Peter Satan.
Right.
He called Satan Satan.
He called
the spirit on him. We find out later it was a spirit on him.
Exactly.
Amen. And right here, Jesus gets so mad.
That's right.
Oh, you want to bring that punch on me? Bring it on. I'm going to show you something, devil. What did he say? Get behind me.
Amen.
Oh my, he got fired up that time.
Come
he
on,
says, Satan, get thee out, Satan.
Amen.
Get out of here, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Amen.
Now, that would all mean nothing unless verse 11 was there.
That's right, brother.
Then the devil leaveth.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, he got him good there, brother.
Hallelujah.
He got him good. Did you realize that? When Jesus told him to get,
yes,
he got.
Exactly.
Trying to show you how to fight.
That's right.
Yes.
Praise
him.
Right.
When he told the devil to get, the devil got.
Amen.
He had to leave him for a season. And the angels came to minister unto him.
Amen.
I'm trying to show you how to fight now.
Amen.
If you imitate that, you will get the same results.
Amen.
That he got. So you see what I'm saying? When that devil's sitting beside you, you driving down the road to the groceries with the kids or something like that, or you're going down to work or something like that, and you just let the devil sit there.
Ooh.
You don't have to do that.
No, sir.
Imitate this. Say he get.
Amen.
And he has to leave. Amen.
Amen.
Wait, what's the devil going to do to you? Oh, you made that mistake, so you know what Brother Bram said. I have a right to stay there.
Sure.
I have a right to stay there.
Yeah,
oh, he ain't afraid to throw them cooks either.
Right.
Take that one, buddy.
Sure will.
Take that one.
Amen.
He'll throw that coal right at you. Don't tell me people don't tell
all
me
all the time. Yes, sir.
Then people, when they start feeling like they should speak in tongues to praise God, what happens to them?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Graham said the devil should speak in tongues. Come
Ooh.
Right to their head. Don't know. What's he doing? Throwing coals at you.
That's
why? Because
right.
He is terrified of you.
Amen.
You
Glory
see what it
God.
Is? And he knows the tactic of the end. His tactic is what? To get you to reason it.
Amen.
To get you reason it. What do you need to do? This same thing right here.
Yes.
It is written.
Amen.
Did you confess it? Then that means your sins are completely washed.
Hallelujah.
That means you
Jesus.
Never did it to begin with.
Yes.
And yet you're walking around as if you did.
Praise his glorious name.
You didn't see O.J. Simpson walking around all scared when he got acquitted.
That's right.
When that jury, whatever, in the 90s or whatever, when that jury deemed O.J. Simpson innocent, he didn't go around hiding from the cops. They could do nothing to him.
Why?
He never did it
Hallelujah.
To begin with.
Praise his glory.
So quit walking around like the devil's going to get you.
Amen, brother.
You're absolutely acquitted.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You never did it to begin with.
Amen. Oh, praise God.
You got to remember
yes,
something.
Sir.
Not only are you divorced from this flesh.
That's right. That's the word.
Paul said at one time you were married. But you must understand not only were you divorced, but it's even more than that. You are annulled.
Amen.
Which means what? It never happened. An annulment of a marriage, when two people get married and they send an annulment agreement, if they agree to do it, that means they go back as if they were never married.
Right.
Matter of fact, there's marriages out in Europe, you can get married for 5 years. You sign a contract or whatever it is, marriage license, and you're married for 5 years, and after 5 years, you're annulled. You've been never married to begin with. Not only are you divorced from this guy, I'm going to give you a little homework, okay? I'm going to give you a homework. I never knew this, and maybe you did or not, but go back and read Song of Solomon. That book always confused me. I could never quite understand it, me personally. Because it was just something strange about the way the woman would talk and how Solomon would talk. And I could never connect the two, and I just couldn't understand it until I heard another preacher bring it out. And then I found out later, I think even Schofield mentions it. And I just never read it. If you read that, you'll understand Scofield said that woman, that Shulamite woman, when she was taken from him for Solomon as one of his wives, you find out she was actually already married. You find out she was actually already married to a man out there. So before Solomon got to her and took her from that first marriage into his and tried to get her to be his wife, she was already found married. Oh, come on, church. This is so good. It's just like you. When the devil came and tried to get you and put you in the Word and made you think you were a devil and a sinner and everything like that, what happened? When the Holy Ghost came, what did it reveal?
Yes.
You already were married to somebody else.
Yes.
You ever wondered this? Brother Ram said this. Brother Ram said that that bride is predestinated not to fall.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
How? How was he able to slip into Eve?
Come on now.
Yes.
Why? Because she was ready to receive seed.
Come on.
The Satan could get to Eve because Adam didn't get to her yet.
Right.
Amen, brother. Preach.
Adam didn't place his seed in her first. Satan did. But you're predestinated not to fall. Why? Because when the devil comes to you, you already have the seed in you.
Yes.
There's no bearing another child. You are already found pregnant with him in it. You can't be deceived. You can't be tricked into it. You already possess it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You are already found married to him. I'm trying to try to fight.
Yes.
When the devil comes and says, you did this and you did that, and oh boy, you're still in the flesh. No, you're not.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I may act like it for a season, but not me, really.
That's right.
Remember, Paul taught us how to fight.
Amen.
He's trying to teach you how to fight. Jeez. Paul said, those things I don't want to do, that I do. Right. And those things I do, I don't want to do, I'm doing it. So you're telling me that can happen to you now. Exactly. So what do you do? You know what? Here's another thing. Quit punching yourself.
Right. Amen.
That was good. That's what you do, don't you, sometimes? Oh, I did that wrong again. Bam! Oh, I need to punish myself some more. Quit acting Catholic.
Yes, sir.
I got to bear some more marks in me. I got to feel pain for this. We ain't Catholics.
That's right.
We're Christians.
Amen.
The Bible says he bare our sins on him.
Jesus.
So quit. People think, oh, I got to feel sorry for that. Oh, Jesus took my sins. Oh, I feel so bad about that. You think Jesus wants you to act like that? Why do you think Jesus bared your sins on him?
That's
to begin
right.
with?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
If you really understand his motive and objective, you wouldn't feel so bad about it anymore.
Come on now.
Why? Because he wants to spend eternity with you.
That's right. Yes, he does.
I read a quote the other day. Brother Bram said, when God looked at Adam in the Garden of Eden before Eve was made, he said he looked at Adam and he said he saw that he was lonely.
Yes, sir.
Just like he was.
Amen. Exactly.
And I stopped there. I said, oh my Lord, you're telling me that God, infinite, mighty God, the Almighty, was up in heaven. And when he looked at Adam, he saw he was lonely, just like him. So God says, I need to fix this.
Amen.
My son is lonely. So how did he fix it? He took a piece of himself.
Oh, hallelujah.
Cut a rib. Took a rib out of him and made Eve.
Yes.
And Eve fixed his loneliness.
Amen.
So what's going to fix God's loneliness?
Amen.
Can't be somebody outside of him.
That's right.
It has to be somebody who's already been accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
You mean to tell me that you are the cure?
Yes.
To God's loneliness. Because God was lonely, he made you.
Amen.
I'm tired of God being lonely.
Amen.
I don't want God to be lonely. I am the cure to God's loneliness.
Amen.
Oh, that's so good. You're more important now. You see that? What, you ever heard the term in the Bible calls it the apple in your eye? You know what that is? You know what the apple in the eye is? When you look at somebody and you look at closely them, deep in their eyes. If you look close enough, you'll see your own reflection.
Sure.
You'll see your own reflection. And that reflection that you're seeing is the apple in his eye.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I want to be the apple in God's eye.
Amen.
And I want God to be the apple in my eyes. Not yourself, not myself. I want God to be the apple of my eyes. I want to be looking at him. Remember what Jesus said, let your eye be single.
That's right.
If your eye is single, the whole body will be whole.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
that was good stuff, wasn't it? If you don't mind, we're going to read a quote.
Hallelujah.
Remember, I'm trying to teach you how to fight now.
Amen.
We don't want to be beating the air.
No, sir.
We don't want to be punching each other.
Come on now, amen.
We want to punch the devil.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Billy Graham said in, from that time, 62, there he is in his word. His church is fortified by the word.
Yes.
Get that now. Exactly. Big, huge step right there. You are not fortified by doctrines.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not fortified by even a pastor.
Come on, that's true.
You're not even fortified by a fivefold.
Come on,
you get that now. Remember, Brother Bam taught us what the fivefold is for. It's to equip the saints.
That's right. That's the scripture.
So that they can go fight.
Amen.
So guess what? I ain't your wall. I'm here preaching to you so you can do it.
Amen. Come on.
I'm not here to be your everything.
That's right. Come on.
Yeah, I always feel bad for Catholics sometimes.
Yes,
I feel so bad for them. Because when one of their loved ones dies, they got to get a priest there quick.
Yep.
Boy, they got to get him quick to do the rosary or whatever they got to do. Give him the last rites. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Give him last rites because otherwise they might go to purgatory.
Right.
Boy, wouldn't that be a headache and a half? If one of your loved ones is about to die, get here quick. What if he's in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
What if he's doing somebody else who's 20 miles away? What are you going to do about it? See? I'm not interested. I'm not interested in preaching you, so I got to be everything to you. I got enough problems as it is. You think I want to deal with that?
Hey, brother.
My goodness, I got enough to do myself. I don't want to do all this stuff. You got. I love that story. I heard this testimony one time. I just loved it. This pastor in Florida who, there's some people who go drive an hour and a half to their church or whatever, and they call and they had someone sick, and they called the pastor and said, Pastor, will you come down? This person said, will you come lay your hands on him? He said, no. No, I won't. I said, well, why not, pastor? He said, because it's an hour and a half away. He said, why don't you do it?
That's right. Amen.
Oh, I love that. I love that story so much.
Brother.
See, it puts you on your lap now.
That's right.
You know why a lot of people call somebody else? It's because they somehow don't have the faith for it.
That's right.
I'm going to teach you how to fight.
That's right.
I'm going to teach you how to fight. We think sometimes faith is this huge, big thing. And only this select few in the whole world's got it. They finally got it. Well, I'm going to teach you how to fight. But a man taught us one of the types of faith was hyssop.
That's exactly right.
When you apply the token, was a weed. A common weed that you could find anywhere. Anywhere you look, there's someone, and you could take that and apply the token.
Right.
That's all it took.
Amen.
Well, brother, do I have any of that hyssop? Well, let's start looking around a little bit, okay? How many people go to work for a living? Okay. I get paid every Friday. I get paid, actually, the direct deposit, my check. Now, I've worked there for, no, I get paid every Thursday. I'm sorry. My week starts on Friday and ends on Thursday. I've worked there now Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I've worked there for 4 days. Let's just say I've worked 30 hours. And I get paid, let's say it's $10 an hour just for the math. But they have, so they're telling me for every hour that I work, I'm going to get $10. Do you know I have none of that right now?
That's right, come on.
And yet I will show up to work tomorrow.
That's right.
To work another 9.5 hours.
Come on.
I am going there by faith.
That's right.
Believe
exactly right.
That when I work them hours, they're going to give me that money.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, I believe them so much, they're going to direct deposit it into my bank account.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm believing that.
Woo.
Boy, faith is a lot more common than you thought, huh?
That's right.
Well, here's a good one. Brother Bam news. When you sit in your car and you stick the key and you turn, you believe by faith. When you turn that key, it's going to start.
Amen.
Wait, so that's all the faith you need? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Exactly.
You hear me, church? I'm teaching you how to fight.
Amen.
You don't need a whole bunch of faith. You don't need... Listen, Sarah Bluffton, I preached Thursday. I don't remember when exactly off the top of my head. But, you know, I haven't been there a while because I've been helping another church out and so forth like that, and I just missed them all so much. And I said, I really want to go fellowship with them in Arby's. I want to go hang out with them. I'm going to go fellowship with him. But if I go fellowship with him, I don't want to go work Friday. So I'm going to be there until midnight. And by the time I get home and stuff like that, I don't feel like going to work. So I went to the boss and I asked the boss, can I take Friday off? And he said, well, I don't know if we can or not because we might be side dressing. He says, if it rains, maybe then we'll let you do it or whatever. So I was driving somewhere. I think I was going to lunch or something like that. It was noon. And I said, Lord,
that's it.
I want Friday off. I want to go fellowship with them.
Amen.
I want to go to Arby's. Now see, you laugh because it seems so small.
Yes, sir.
But Brother Branham said he's concerned about the small little things.
Jesus.
We think we just need needs, Brother Branham. Or Jesus said, "Whatsoever ye desire."
That's what he said.
whatever you desire.
Amen.
When you ask, believe.
That's right.
So I said, Lord, I want it to rain. You know what he told me? How long?
Amen.
So you know what I said? I said, it's going to rain from noon to 5 today. Right now to when I leave.
Amen.
It's going to rain. Sure as the world, God's my witness.
Amen, brother.
Little sprinkle head. Oh, here it comes. And sure enough,
yes,
it rained. And right when I'm clocking off, it just stopped.
That's right.
It sprinkled through the day, you know, sputter and so forth, but it eventually stopped at 5 o'clock. And I go, and I clock out. Beep. Take my card in, start walking. My boss comes up to me and says, hey, you can have Friday off. It's no big deal.
If
it rained, you can have Friday off.
Amen.
Enjoy your time. See you later.
I about started flipping out there. I didn't have to tell him a word.
And to say nothing. He came up to me and told me I could have the day off.
Uh-huh.
You tell me you can. See, it ain't just a big old thing. It's common faith.
Amen.
It's just believing not on you can do it. What did Jesus say? Have faith in God.
Amen.
Not yourself. Don't quit thinking you can make it rain.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You can't. You see what I'm saying? You can't make it rain, but you can.
Amen.
Listen, you ain't a robot to God.
That's right.
You're a wife.
Amen.
And sometimes a wife even has a desire.
Amen.
A wife comes up to her husband, says, I want this, and gives it.
Amen.
Now, not all the time, right? Because there might be something else. Maybe bills need to be paid. And, honey, can I have this? No, we got to pay this bill and that bill, so we just simply can't afford it. It's the same way. But sometimes if they can't afford it, well, sure, honey, go ahead. I've shared this story many times, and in many churches, I'm going to do it again. My wife one time texted me, says, sent me a picture of a gingerbread house, and said, can I get this so you and me and the girls can do a gingerbread house? I hate gingerbread. I hate the stuff. The only thing I ate was the shock tarts that came with it. I hate gingerbread. You know what I said, though? Go ahead.
Try
it again. And I sat there and I did the super gingerbread house. I hate gingerbread. It seems, smells to me a little bit. I just don't like it. But why? It was a desire in my wife's heart.
Amen.
See, I'm trying to teach you how to fight. You
Amen.
See what I'm
Jesus.
Saying? I'm trying to teach you how to fight. Quit thinking you're an enemy of God.
Amen. That's it.
Oh, when you ask God for something, you think you're going to get in trouble if you ask for the wrong thing. Why would you?
Amen, brother.
Why would you? Do you have the right motive and objective?
That's it.
Of course you do. You got the Holy Ghost.
Praise
you
God.
See? You see? We see what the opposite of reasoning is? Faith. How do you fight reasonings? Faith. Watch here. Let's keep reading this quote because Brother Brandon gets into it. And I'm going to try to wind you up here. We'll try. There he is in his word. His church is fortified by the word. His first person was fortified, Eve. But when she stopped just for a minute to listen to Satan's tactic. What is the tactics of Satan? Reasonings.
Amen.
It's just reasonable. And when you hear anything that reasons against the word, get away from it.
Amen.
There's a big tactic right there. Don't sit there and stew over it, and stew over it, and stew over it, and think about it, and contemplate it, and reason with them back. He said, get away from it. I don't care. And when you hear anything that reasons against the word, get away from it. It's the devil. I don't care how old-fashioned it is, how strange it looks. When God says so, that settles it eternally. Get away from anything that reasons against the word. Oh, it's reasonable today. We don't need divine healing because we got fine doctors. Get away from that.
Amen.
Get away from
Amen.
That.
Amen.
To take on the whole armor of God, 62. But remember, friends, that Satan's tactic to begin with, and he still uses the same thing, and still successful with it, a reasoning. They try to reason. Why would we need the Holy Ghost today?
That's it.
Why would we need divine healing? Why do we need this? And how would we need another Pentecost? That's one of my favorite statements right there.
Come on now.
Another Pentecost.
Amen.
Why do we need it? People said it. Why do we need another Pentecost?
Oh,
why do
my.
We need this? What is it? He just told us what it is. It's a tactic of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
Trying to get you to reason away from God's word.
Amen.
Quit thinking Pentecost is a burden.
That's right, brother.
Quit thinking joy is a work.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Pentecost is a blessing.
Yes, sir. That's right.
When they all spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, it was a good thing.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
It was a good thing. Not a bad thing.
That's right.
It was a good thing. You see what I'm saying? That's what he's saying right here. Do we need the gifts no more? Do we need divine healing? Do we need Pentecost? Do we need the teaching of the word? Do we need these things anymore? We're good enough, aren't we? We got the message. If we were, why are we still here?
Sure. Amen.
Why are you still here?
Amen. Sir.
There might be some more devils to beat up. Amen.
That's right.
And guess what? You're it.
That's right, brother.
Quit thinking God's going to do it.
Amen.
Ooh, that was good.
Amen.
Ooh. Why do you think you're here to begin with? You're a soldier.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Matter of fact, when Moses was going to go, was traveling when they started coming out of Egypt. Brother Bram said to God, and why Christ speak? Brother Bram said, God, he said, I see my son going on. I've taught him well. He's good. He knows every time he said the word, it happened.
Amen.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take a little break.
Oh my.
He said, my son's on it. No big deal. Moses is on it. I'm going to go take a break. Maybe you want to go take a nap because all the work he did in Egypt. He rested on the seventh day, right? That's what Brother Ram said. He wanted to go take a little break. He said, my son's on it. So I'll let him deal with it. But then what happened? He heard a whining little baby on the banks of Red Sea. A little whiny baby said, what? And, you know, and we know the story. God comes to him. Maybe he woke up at his nap. Oh, gee, I had a great nap. What are you crying about?
That's right.
Why cry? Speak. Uh-huh. See, we keep trying to make God, God, you understand what I'm saying. Of course, God is everything. It wouldn't even be possible for you to do it if it wasn't for God.
Right.
But God has made it possible.
Amen. That's it.
You see what the difference is? We think God's supposed to come on down and do it. No, God gave you the ability to do it. You have the ability to tell the devil what to do. In my name shall they cast out devils.
Amen.
They shall lay their hands on the sick.
Yes, sir.
And they shall recover. If you say to the mountain, be thou removed.
Amen.
And don't doubt in your heart. You ever, oh, this is getting good. I'm sorry to hold you guys.
All right, come on.
But this is getting too good. I got. That story, Matthew 11, when he says that, do you know what actually stirred that whole conversation? Was Jesus walking by a fig tree.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And he looked at the... Now, this is Caressology again, okay? So this could be wrong, okay? I'm not against being corrected. But this is just me, okay? The Bible says he walked by that fig tree. And he was hungry. So he goes looks at the fig tree, and there's no figs on it. And then you wonder, well, why is no figs on it? The Bible told us why.
Yes.
It wasn't the time for figs.
Right.
That's right.
Did you know right now, if you want to go out there and get a whole pile of field corn... You ain't gonna get nothing.
That's right.
You know why? It ain't the time for field corn. If you want a whole bunch of soybeans, you're gonna get lit. You ain't gonna get nothing. Why? It's not the time for it. It's not the season for it. And Jesus walks by, and it's not the season for figs. But what's he do? He cursed that tree.
That's right.
He cursed it, and they walked on, right? Later they come back, and the tree's cursed. And Peter even mentions, it says, how fast that tree was cursed. How fast? Now, this is just me. I don't quite understand that. Because what does the devil do to us sometimes in reasons? What's he do? Well, you're just getting upset. You're getting a little mad. You know why the figs aren't on there. And yet when he cursed it, it happened.
That's right.
It happened. And he never got condemned. He didn't condemn himself. What did he say? Have faith in God.
Amen.
For if you say to the mountain, be thou removed, and don't doubt in your heart. So, you see what I'm saying? We let the enemy sometimes deceive us. Don't tell me we don't do this now. Because you'll sit there and you'll stew about it. You'll stew about it and stew about it and think, well, maybe I don't really need that. Maybe that's not really a need, you know. Maybe it's this, that, or another. And I better not pray for that because I'm just being a little greedy. I'm just being a little that or another.
Sure.
I'm being a little jealous. You know God's jealous.
Yes, He is.
You ever wonder that? I heard a testimony of Oprah Winfrey. You know Oprah Winfrey? Before she started this whole whatever she does now, this Buddha, mystics, whatever. I don't know what it is. Her religious thing or whatever. You know, before she was that, she was a Baptist. And she, her testimony, I heard her own testimony. She was a Baptist in the church. And she heard the preacher say how God was jealous. And she said that's what started her doubting. Because she said, how could God be jealous? And this huge thing. And how could God be jealous? That's a human thing, she said. How could God be jealous? And she stewed upon it, and what to do? The enemy was able to come in and reason that out of her. Of course God's jealous. Jealous one. He wants you.
Yes.
He doesn't. Yeah. He wants you.
That's right.
You're more than just a need.
Right.
You're a want.
Amen.
He desires, and he's jealous over you. He hates it when somebody else takes your attention. He hates it when you're on YouTube all night and like that, and you didn't give him 5 minutes.
Right. Come on.
He's jealous over you.
Amen.
And so we condemn ourselves and throw us down and stomp all over us when we get a little jealous.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It all comes down to motive and objective, doesn't
Amen.
It? I'm trying to teach you how to fight, church. Amen. Because don't tell me the devil beats you up sometimes. You got all this power inside of you and you're scared to use it.
That's it.
The devil got you thinking it's a squirt gun and you got a big old M16.
Amen.
And all you think is a squirt gun. You got the word of God.
Yes, sir.
If you imitate what he did with the word,
you'll get the same results.
Amen. Exactly right.
You got to believe that. Don't tell me the devil. See what happens? The devil reasons. The devil reasons to say, well, I'm just not worthy. But he's Jesus. He was a man filled with the Holy Ghost. What are you?
Oh, praise.
You got to realize when you're righteous by faith, it ain't your own righteousness. It's his righteousness. His righteousness is on the line when you believe God.
Oh, praise.
You got to believe that.
Yes, Lord God.
You are just as holy as God himself is holy.
Yes.
Amen.
Nah, don't tell me. That's hard to believe.
That's the word.
But you are.
Yes.
You are. Well, I did a million mistakes today. So what?
Right.
You are righteous by faith.
Amen.
Trying to show you how to fight.
Amen.
You got to put up the guns.
Yes, sir.
You got to put on the guns. Oh, you did that wrong. Justified by faith. Bam!
That's right.
And now, don't get me wrong. We believe in works. Don't we? Remember,
right.
Even James said we're justified by works, don't we? But we believe it's because we have the right left jab.
Right.
See what it is? We rightly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
We understand. Listen, you're not trying to do them works to finally get enough holiness. It's because you're holy.
Right.
That's right.
You're holy,
exactly
so
right.
You do
yes,
what
sir.
Holiness is.
Come on now.
That's because of who you are. It's your nature.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Just like a pig. You know when a pig grows up, it turns pink. Why? It's a pig. It don't turn black. Well, I guess some do. My bad. It don't turn... Well, some are spotted too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Gee, I'm just digging myself. They're not going to grow 4 feet tall. There's a good one right there. 6 feet tall. A cow will.
Sure.
A horse will. A horse will grow huge. But a pig won't. Why? It's just genes. It's just who
that's
he is.
Right.
He has to do it. It's just like a dove. Remember, Brother Rand taught us a dove.
Yes,
a jaybird or whatever. He said a vulture tried to put dove feathers on and go around and says, I'm a dove. He said, everybody knows he ain't fooled nobody. He says,
that's right.
He's a vulture. Why? Because
yes,
of his nature. Well, that's why you do them works. That's why James said you're justified by works.
Amen.
Because you're going to do who you are.
Right.
Amen. If you are a Christian, if you are imitating Abraham, if you are a child of Abraham, Jesus said you'll do the works of Abraham.
That's exactly right.
Why? You have the same nature.
Amen.
You have the same nature.
God.
Amen. Try and show you how to fight now. Amen. Try and show you not just swing your fists, how to hit him. Hit Satan. Not your buddy, not your brother, not yourself. Hit Satan.
Yes, Lord. Praise be.
If you don't mind, I'm going to try to finish this quote and we're going to close. But you see, whatever it taken to begin with and whatever God give them to begin with, that's what it ever remains. And tactics of reasoning is what Satan used, and that's where he ever uses reasoning. We know our enemy because any enemy, now brethren, I have to let away from a doctrine, you see, around here. Let's keep any enemy that reasons against, or any person, any church, any organization, any individual that reasons against one punctuation of God's word is your enemy.
Amen.
Is your enemy.
Exactly right.
That's what he said. I'm just reading for you what he said. If they change even one punctuation mark, it's a, you know.
Yeah, thank you guys. See if I can find it. Yeah, see it right here?
Hate to expose your guys' thing on here.
That's right. If you notice this right here, see how it says wonderful counselor? Do you notice something? They took the comma out.
That's right.
If you look at newer versions of the Bible, they don't call him wonderful counselor. They call him wonderful counselor.
Whoa.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the KJV, they stuck a comma in. Now, this is Carusalology again, but I'll tell you why I believe. It's because if you don't stick a comma in there, then he only has four names in that.
That's right.
In Isaiah 9. But if you put the comma there, it's five now. Grace. See how big? Just one little punctuation mark can change the entire meaning if you understand what the word says. If you understand the meaning of words. Listen, them people who translate, they don't care.
That's right.
They don't care if you took the comma out or not like that. They think, what's the big deal? God thinks it's a huge deal.
That's right.
Because it can very well break his type.
Yes.
Right.
It broke a type. You know how big that is to God? And I don't mean to get on so many tangents. You forgive me.
That's
you
right.
know how big breaking a type is? Remember when Moses smote the rock twice?
Exactly right.
Brother Branch said he broke a type. He said he broke the entire plan of God.
That's right.
Because he messed up and broke that type. Because he said, you don't have to smite the rock no more. You speak to the rock.
That's right.
He was smoking once and then you speak to the rock now.
Right.
You don't have to smite it again. Oh, that was good.
Yes,
did you
sir.
Hear that now?
That's it.
You
exactly
only smote
right.
the rock once. You don't need to smite him again, church.
Oh,
all you need now to do is speak it.
Amen.
But when Moses tried to smote the rock again, if he did not do something about it,
we would all think that type, you have to smite the rock again, which would be us. You'd have to smite us again. You see what I'm saying? You would have to take some pain in order to get the promise, in order to get the water out.
Right.
Come on.
He said he broke the entire plan of God, and he had to send them out of the promised land.
That's right.
To fix that type, to fix that what? To tell you, you don't have to smite the right twice.
Exactly right.
You can just speak to the rock.
Amen.
Try to teach you how to fight.
Praise be to God.
Speak to the rock.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
There's some more homework for you, okay? It's a sermon Brother Ram preached, 59, Speak to the Rock. Go listen to it.
Amen.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
that is good.
If you don't mind, I'm going to try to finish this quote. It takes the word to defeat the enemy. That's a good one. That's a good one. So that means it doesn't take your reasonings.
Amen. Exactly.
It takes the word.
Amen.
It doesn't take what you think it means. It takes the word.
Yes, Lord.
It doesn't take what somebody else thought it meant. It takes the word.
Sure.
It takes the word to defeat the enemy. When Jesus of Nazareth was here on earth, he never used his power. Yet he was God manifested in flesh. He never used his power when Satan came against him. He said, it's written. He had to do that because Eve broke down on that. You see why he had to do that? Because Eve broke down on the word. And what Eve lost, Christ regained.
Amen.
Where Eve let down, Christ fortified.
Yes,
again.
Lord Jesus.
Got a little idea how to fight now?
Amen.
Go ahead and stand to our feet. You forgive me for holding you so long.
All right, brother.
We didn't work long.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, buddy. Knowing how to fight. Amen?
Yes.
We don't want to just beat at the air. We don't want to be uncertain what we're hitting. We need to keep our eyes open. We need to keep our fist up. We need to be always ready because he's going to come swing at you. He may have left you for a season, but he will be coming. It's that quote that The Art of War by Xu Zhu, that's his name. Remember, I'm all into that Eastern stuff. But the Art of War, he said, in times of peace, prepare for war.
Yes, sir.
In times of peace, prepare for war. You got to be ready to fight. Remember, you are not on this earth. It's not going to be comfortable here. So get over it. It's not going to be comfortable. You think God's trying to make it comfortable here? He's not interested in you getting comfortable here. Because if you did, you might want to stay.
Right. Oh, my. Amen.
He's not interested in you comfortable here. He's going to rub you. He's going to send the devil. It's going to be like sandpaper. He's going to make it rough.
Glory to God.
Why do you think they always, whenever they pray to God, they put ashes on their hair and sackcloth? You know what sackcloth is, right? It's a bunch of straw wound up together. Listen, I farm, and we're about to start wheat harvest and stuff like that. And you just get the dust on you. I just hate it. I hate wheat harvest. It's terrible, brother. It's terrible because you start itching all over your body. It's just so annoying, just that wheat dust. Could you imagine having this straw and all that wheat all over your body on you like that? Why? You know why they did that? It's to make themselves uncomfortable.
Amen.
To make themselves uncomfortable. And they throw ashes on their head and stuff like that to make themselves uncomfortable. God's not interested in you being comfortable here.
Right.
He wants you to leave. And if you want to stay here, you may not leave.
Right.
So you're not going to get a flowery bed of ease. You're not going to get all everything all simple and all hunky-dory and everything like that. You got to fight.
Yes, Lord.
So fight, Ty. See, Paul even saying, I'm fighting. I got to fight.
Amen.
But I'm not going to beat the air. I'm not going to waste my time.
Amen.
I'm not going to waste my punches.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure I hit the devil.
Amen. Yes.
Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for this service, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we're so thankful, Lord, that we have a message in these last days, God.
Yes,
Lord, because sometimes I think, where would we be without this message, Lord? Father, we wouldn't know some of these things that we've heard to even tonight, Lord. We wouldn't know who we are and even the tactics of the enemy, Father. Father, we would maybe still be stuck in denominations, believing wrong things. Maybe we still be stuck with former thoughts, Father. We're so thankful, Lord. Even as Brother Ram said, God who is rich in mercy sent us a message to pull us out of them denominations, Lord. And Father God, we don't want to be just bench warmers, Lord. We don't want to be pew warmers, Lord. We want to be in the fight, God. Lord Jesus, even as David cried when he was going to take on Goliath, he actually instigated it and he wanted to go take him on.
Hallelujah.
And that his older brother said, you're just being arrogant.
Yes.
You think you're something.
Thank you, Lord God.
He was something, Lord. But it wasn't what he thought. David looked at him and said, is there not a cause? Father, we don't fight as one that beateth in the air. We actually have a goal in mind.
There's one day we can lay our swords down, Lord. On that golden shore, Lord, there'll be no more bloodshed. There'll be no more fighting. We'll actually be ready. We'll actually be at peace that day, Lord. But God, until that day comes, Father, help us, Lord. Lord, even that song says, in that day we'll study war no more.
Yes.
But God, we're not there yet, Father. So we're going to keep on fighting, Lord. We're going to keep fighting, not only for ourselves, but for our brethren, Lord.
Yes, Lord God. Grant it, Lord.
We want to beat up the devil, not just for ourselves, but for our brethren and sisters. Ones who have backslid, maybe ones who have never really came in to the Word of God. Lord Jesus, we're going to... We want to tear up them devils, God.
Yes, Lord God.
We want to make him angry. We want to make him mad. We want him to be upset every night before he goes to bed. We want to make sure his ears are ringing. He's got a headache and two broken arms. Maybe even a couple fingers for good measure. We want to make sure that devil knows tonight what side we're on.
Yes, Father.
We know that story about that blind man, that blind little boy. Couldn't even read the word, but he carried that Bible. Told that person just because he carried that Bible just so the devil knew what side he was on.
Yes, Father.
Mm-hmm. Lord, we want to make sure tonight the devil knows what side we're on.
Yes, Father.
Remember, church, Brother Ramsey said that when the devil's throwing punches at you, he said it only shows what side you're on.
Hallelujah.
If the bullets are flying at you, you're on the right side now.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Help us, Lord, we pray, God. Yeah. Lord, we want to take out the enemy tonight, Lord. We're tired of reasoning against your word, God. Lord, fortify us behind that word, Lord. Help us, Lord. We don't want to be comfortable here, Lord. If you got to shake us, Lord, shake us, God.
Yes.
Lord, I even firmly believe sometimes you'll have to shake us even naturally, Lord, to get us right sometimes. Lord, we're so thankful you'll do it.
Yes, Jesus.
We're so thankful you'll do it for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this service, Lord. May you just bless the saints, God. Lord, if anything was spoken for them, Lord, we just pray, God, you'd write upon their hearts with the pen of revelation, God.
Yes, Lord.
Inscribe it upon their hearts. Lord Jesus, even as we know, when you inscribe something in stone, you can't erase it. When you groove it into stone, it has to stay. God, inscribe it upon our hearts. Make it a mark upon us, God. Let us never forget it. We love you, Lord, this evening, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus Christ's name. Church said.
Amen.
Okay, since you know how to fight, you want to throw them a couple? Remember something, even praising God beats the devil up.
Amen. Yeah, that's what he said. Come on.
Sometimes you'll hear me shout sometimes. You know why? I'm not making sure you hear it. I'm making sure two people hear it. God and the devil.
That's right.
Sometimes I shout sometimes just because I want to beat that devil up even more. I want to make sure he knows what side I'm on.
Amen.
That's why it's okay to use vocal cords sometimes. Amen?
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying you got to get all shouty and stuff like that. But remember, I've always told people this, and this is caressology again, so you forgive me. But Brother Branham never called a thinking word.
That's right.
He called it a spoken word.
Yes, sir.
Remember, you fight with your mouth.
Right. That's right.
I didn't get into that. Remember, you fight with your mouth.
Yes, sir.
You got to actually say it. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
You love the Lord? Amen. You want to praise the Lord? Amen. Make sure that devil knows it.
You're
worthy.
It's
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Demons will have to flee.
Tell the devil that this evening.
In the precious name of Jesus, we have the victory.
In the name
of Jesus. In the name of the victory.
Who has the victory this evening? Amen. Let the devil know that, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
That sounds good, don't it? That was a good song, wasn't it? Amen. In the name of Jesus, demons have to flee.
Amen.
In the precious name of Jesus, who can stand? Tell me, who can stand?
No one. That's
amen. When we're singing, I thought of this scripture. It's Psalms 119, verse 139. My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words.
God, come on.
Why has David singing here? Why did my zeal consume me? The devil forgot what he said about me. The devil forgot what Brother Bram said about me.
Hallelujah.
He said, I am an invincible army.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Peter said, I am white as snow.
Oh,
I am washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. My zeal has consumed me. I've got to do something. What is zeal? You know what zeal means? Fire.
Yes.
That's what it means. There's a fire in your bones.
Yes.
Even Jeremiah said, I try to shut up that word. Try to hold it in. But it came like a fire shut up in my bones. And I had to speak. I had to say something. My zeal has consumed me. Why? The devil forgot who I was. The enemy forgot what he said. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. That's me. Not my neighbor. Not the pastor. That's me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Tell that devil amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Who's got the victory tonight? Amen. Amen. Then you need to tell the devil that. Amen. Yes. Don't tell me that. Lord. Don't say them words to me. Yes. Say to him in hell. Wow. Remind him, victory is mine. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dad.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine.
Yes.
Victory today is mine.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For I told Satan to get me behind. Behind.
My body changed today.
y'all, but
woo,
my. I thought I was tired, brother. There's something about beating up the devil.
Amen.
There's just something about it.
Hallelujah.
It just somehow just pumps energy in me. What is it? My zeal. That's consuming. I like putting the devil in his place.
Amen.
I love doing it. I love making sure he knows he's going to lose.
Amen.
I like making sure he knows he's going to lose. You understand that now?
Yes.
Before the devil was here, you were.
Amen. Glory.
You were before the foundation of the world. There's nothing in the Bible that says the devil was there before the foundation of the world. But it says you were.
Yes.
And then after the devil is gone, you will still be here.
Amen.
Who would have beat up the devil tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Say, there is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Go ahead, Dad.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Say, brother, I feel a little happier. Look, you need to take that. That's the victory from the Lord. You say, man, that burden I came in here with, it ain't here no more. Don't let the devil downplay that. That is supernatural vindication. That God's word is true. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I saw some of y'all getting a victory. And I ain't saying that just in the natural. You feel it in the spiritual. When those demons that have been sitting there talking to y'all service, all of a sudden we start praising, we start believing, they run back out the door. Aren't you grateful tonight to know that we serve the living God? This word is not in vain. It is real. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, praise be to God. I'm glad to see the devil's kingdom being stripped. That's what I want to see. And I want to see us go out this door and just keep stripping his kingdom. Not to prolong the time. Let's just sing something as we get ready to go. You're dismissed tonight, but let's go ahead and praise the Lord.
Greater is he that is in me.
God bless you, saints. Hallelujah.
Greater is he that is in me.
Oh,
greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Oh, yes.
Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is.